It was in Fallujah, west of Baghdad, that a roadside explosion killed Specialist Jessica Covey. The bomb went off as her supply convoy rolled by. Specialist Covey was 21 years old, a member of the Illinois National Guard. She was also the mother of a 6-year-old girl. Charlie Schlenker of member station WGLT reports Jessica Covey led a focused and determined life.
In a red brick home in the small central Illinois town of Mahomet, music of loss and longing plays from a DVD photo album compiled by Jessica Covey's fellow soldiers. Pictures of young, smiling soldiers cycle on a big screen TV as her parents watch their daughter's images. Jessica's mother, Sandy Covey, says growing up, Jessica took after her father.
For a matter of years, and I'm not at all exaggerating, Jessica called her father Daddy Better, meaning better than Mommy.
Covey joined the National Guard the spring before 9/11 at age 17 to pay for college. Her former commanding officer, Captain Troy O'Donnelly, was himself severely wounded in Iraq last spring. O'Donnelly says Jessica's energetic personality and ever-ready jokes made her popular.
She was really everybody's best friend. I mean, she was really close to every soldier that was in that platoon, in 1st Platoon. I mean, when you meet somebody like that can open their heart to every member of the platoon, it is something special.
As a youngster, her parents say Jessica knew what she wanted and how to talk everyone into getting it. She was a rebellious teen, and at age 15, her mother says Jessica became pregnant.
Jessica becoming a teenage mother was not the worst thing that could have happened to her at that time in her life. She was involved in a lot of things that were not good.
Her parents say Jessica was bright, but always did only the minimum, until daughter Sierra came into her life. While some teenage mothers collapse under the pressure of parenting, Jessica dug in. She wanted a master's degree in accounting and a job with a big company.
She didn't have the typical carefree attitude of a college student.
Doug Dowell was Jessica's sociology professor at Illinois State University.
She was there on Fridays. She was there Mondays. You know, no excuses.
The National Guard says Covey is the fifth soldier from the 1544th Transportation Company out of Paris, Illinois, to be killed in Iraq, and the second woman soldier. Back in the living room of Jessica's parents' home, Sierra Covey's giant teddy bear sprawls on a jogging treadmill against the wall, and the triangular wooden case holding Jessica's medals and a U.S. flag sits on a low coffee table. Kevin Covey says his daughter wanted to come home to her daughter.
She was scared a lot. The constant mortaring and stuff that they've been going through, the least bit noise or anything, you know, gets her ducking to the ground.
The Army posthumously awarded Jessica Covey a Bronze Star and Purple Heart. Kevin Covey says his granddaughter, Sierra, is growing up a lot like her mother, bright and very determined. For NPR News, I'm Charlie Schlenker in Normal, Illinois.